Hello and welcome to an episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. This was a session that took place on September 21st, 2017 with artist Brianna Morella and her live band. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. We have a special treat for y'all today. Today, live in studio, we have a very special guest. She hails all the way from Washington with beautiful, harmonious music that has been described as effervescent synth pop. Her new album, Call It Love, is a wonderful blend of new synth-driven music and one of her most complex releases yet. Today, we welcome Miss Brianna Morella and her wonderful full band with us. How are y'all doing today?
Thanks, Danny.
Yeah, great. If y'all want to go right into your first song, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, sure.
If you touch and satisfy, you won't need luck with me by your side. Whispering soft words that sing more than I deserve. You could if you can take me there, I want it so bad. You want it so good. You're on my mind, yeah. You wanna be. Give me your love, I want it all. Give me your love, I want it all. Give me your love, I. Give me your love, I want it all. Give me your love.
The wonderful Brianna Morella is joining us in studio today along with her amazing live band. Tonight, she plays at the Downtown Artery here in Fort Collins, Colorado. All of you, welcome. And thank you so much for coming in and spending your afternoon with us here at 90.5. Just a couple questions, Brianna. I wanted to start off asking you, I know you have pretty extensive experience within audio production. I'm curious how that informs how you go about songwriting. I mean, sonically, this album and your past album are incredibly complex, and I feel like they have so many layers to them. Just adds to what makes your music so interesting. So I'm wondering if there's any way in which that kind of informs how you go about songwriting.
Definitely. I think I sort of build songs up in like a, you know, digital audio workstation. Like I use Ableton, and I used to use Digital Performer a lot. And then my last album, All Around Us, was recorded in Logic. And I just end up, yeah, because of having like almost infinite tracks to record, I just end up like really putting things together kind of like a weird puzzle that only I know how to put together or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's not a good way of describing it.
But would you say, I mean, with how you kind of start off, I know with the song I read that, or with this record, I read that you started off with stems rather than going in just kind of bare. So I guess when you were constructing this record, did you kind of go in and, you know, start thinking I can add this part in and this part in and then just kind of come up with this beautiful soundscape?
Yeah, totally. Well, like for Give Me Your Love, for example, me and Joel, my drummer, who's here and talking to the...
Here I am.
Yeah, we built this beat kind of together, just like in his room on his MPC, mm-hmm. and just recorded that into Ableton. And then I kind of like built the rest of the song around. Well, I had the song already written. I always do the beat last, which I think is maybe kind of a weird thing.
Huh.
Other people are like, you don't do the beat first. And like, no, melody first, lyrics, then beat.
Why would you say that is?
I don't know. That's just I have a harder time writing to something that's already there.
Yeah.
It's just like coming up with the melody first.
Nice. Very cool. So would you do a record like this again then, just kind of going in, I guess, with stems going in, or do you find it, if there's a little bit more freedom, just kind of going in just bare slate?
Yeah, I think, I mean, even for the last album too, like, it's not like something that was really talked about in any press, but I went into that album too having some stems already.
Okay.
And just like, it's like you put in the skeleton and then you can like build things up and replace things. Like, I like don't have like a really nice synth collection, and then working with these guys in Small Black and in Brooklyn, they have like amazing synths. Like they have like a Roland Jupiter, which I've like never even seen before in person until I was like working with them.
Yeah, those are, I mean, for all the synth nerds out there, those are incredibly rare.
Yeah.
Because it seems like there's a bit of a resurgence, would you say? I guess it's just kind of going.
That's like, you know, break all the time. Like they had just gotten it fixed before I went into the studio. Thank you so much for fixing this for me.
Oh my gosh. So you said, did you do this album in a studio in Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah. Okay, cool.
It's kind of just like these guys' basement, more than like a, when you like close your eyes and you think about like a studio.
Yeah. Nice.
It's like a bedroom in a basement.
But filled with cool synths and nice gear.
Nice. Very cool. Well, if you all want to roll into your next song, this is Feel What I Love. Once again, we are joined by Brianna Morella and her full band today live here at KCSU FM. Tonight, she plays at the Downtown Artery here in Fort Collins, Colorado. You can launch in whenever you're ready.
Baby, I want a real love, more than you can give up. You living it up, and I wanna feel it. What about two of us could make you afraid and think you're by splitting up? Can't you do the equation? My heart recovers when I'm out on the floor. Our bodies moving, cause what else are they for? I see us laughing, sipping drinks, having fun. I want the rhythm of the city. Baby, I left you like I did, and I've been through enough to pick up the pieces. What if tears and love could make you afraid and think your past would enough? Can't you do the duration? Now I will be holding on to this for life. Oh, I, and I guess you'll regret when you go change your mind. Oh, I, and I see us laughing, sipping drinks, having fun. I want the rhythm of those 808 drums. My heart recovers when I'm out on the floor. Our bodies moving, cause what else did they fall? I see us laughing, sipping drinks, having fun. I want the rhythm of those 808 drums.
Morville, Brianna Morella joining us in studio today. That was Feel What I Feel, coming with a new album, Call It Love. Anyway, so I wanted to ask y'all real quickly, and Brianna as well, about the aesthetic that you carry with your music. One of the things, just in preparation for this, that I was doing was looking over music videos, and they're incredibly beautiful, along with the music that you create. So I'm curious with the aesthetics of it, especially the video for Surrender, videos like Surrender, but Farthest Shore off this record specifically, it's one of the darker points on your record for sure. And so I'm wondering if you tell me, a little bit about how it kind of came together and if it's, reflecting what's going on in the song specifically.
Yeah, I think I definitely wanted the video to feel kind of like darker and kind of like mysterious, really give that feeling to the song that's like about death and about trying to like make peace with like our mortality, and just, it's also like kind of written after a theme in a book called The Farthest Shore by Ursula K. Le Guin.
Very cool.
Just about like how these two characters have to enter death, which is like, I don't know, in a big way, like conquering one of your biggest fears to be able to restore like magic to this realm that they all live in.
Yeah.
And I think in the video, I wanted to capture that feeling of kind of being like lost or having to like try and face some sort of fear, which is like a parallel with night terrors, which I've had ever since I was a kid.
Oh my goodness, wow. So who did you do this video with?
Bobby, Bobby McHugh. Yeah, I always want to say Bobby Hugh, but I'm like, no, I think there's a Mick in there. Bobby McHugh.
Okay.
Thanks. Very cool. I have bad memory for names. We'll like meet people and I like instantly forget their names.
Oh, you're good.
But unless I like have a tie to the name, then I remember better. But yeah, Bobby was amazing to work with. Yeah. He's based in Seattle and it was really fun like dreaming up stuff with him. Natalie was in the video.
Natalie was, and that's a great segue too. We were joined by your wonderful live band. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Natalie Day.
I'm Joel.
Nice. Anyway, y'all are on tour right now. Wondering how it's been. Are you pretty far in at the moment?
Yeah, I'd say we're like halfway.
Okay.
Halfway.
Nice. Yeah, and for all those listening, we're doing it in a minivan too, which is amazing.
Which is why I think another reason we're laughing when you call us professionals. Like, no.
That's my parents' minivan. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
It gets you around. Oh, so, yeah. You know, the end of the gig's all that matters.
Thanks, Chris and Dad.
Anyway, if you're just joining us, Brianna Morella and her live band are joining us in studio here today. They are playing tonight at the Downtown Artery here in Fort Collins, Colorado. Also have a new record out called Call It Love. And I believe we'll go into the final song if y'all are ready to go.
Oh,
woke up one day and things were not the same. I went through the motions, grasping at what had changed. Somehow my love for you ain't gonna stay. What was I supposed to do and push you away? Now I have to sit and watch it fade. A year more gone by, I couldn't stay. I didn't need you then when we embraced. Sadness found me when I tried to escape. You quit calling my name. You quit. You quit calling my name. You could call me back. You quit calling my name. You quit calling my name. You could call me back. Ah, 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 ah. Reeling from all the things I didn't say. My life became your truth and it was too late. It hurts to know the dark side of this place. You quit calling my name. You quit. You quit calling my name. You could call me back. You quit calling my name. You quit. You quit calling my name. You could call me back.
Brianna Morella joining us in studio today here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Tonight she plays at the Downtown Artery over in here in Fort Collins. Again, she's a new album out called Call It Love. It is amazing. I'd say so myself. Thank really so do much. Enjoy the album. Really y'all are very talented and thank you so much for joining us here in our studio and good luck, honestly, on the rest of the tour. It's going to be amazing. We are going to leave you out with some And the Kids. So keep it locked here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
This has been an episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. I would like to thank Hannah Copeland for her help in engineering the audio for this podcast. I would like to thank Danny Steiner for hosting this interview. Thanks to Brianna Morella and her live band for coming in. And thanks to you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to hear more from us, you can find more podcast episodes at kcsufm.com.